Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and good morning, or good afternoon, or good evening, whenever you hear this program. Welcome to Villa Speaks. I am Villa Willis, the host of this program, and I am glad and grateful that you are here. The purpose of this program is to provide information, resources, tips, and keys that can help you with personal and professional development, work-life balance, and creating and living your best life. My intention of giving you access to experts, which we've been doing since September 8th or 9th, whichever day was that Saturday, was to give you access to these people so that we can make these last months of 2018, and September was make the last 120 days of 2018 the best. And now that we're in October, it's make this last quarter of 2018 the best of this year, and to give you an amazing foundation for having a fulfilling, fun, joyful, and transformative 2019. I want to thank the person who sponsored the program today. Our show sponsor is the Science of Affirmations. The Science of Affirmations, where you can learn to use the power of your words and thoughts to transform your life. Visit www.thescienceofaffirmations.com to learn more. The Science of Affirmations, the science of your life. And our guest today was to be Jack Roberts, who is the owner of that business. But he sent me a text and said, I've got this great opportunity, and I was like, do that. And I'm so proud of him, because once he got focused, got back to this business, he was trying to do 12 different other things, and once he got back to focus on this business, the Science of Affirmations, doors started opening for him again. And so I'm like, go do what you created. You drew these doors to you, and so do that. And so I get to be the special guest on my program today, which I'm excited about. So I thought we'd talk about who are the people that I've had on the program and what am I about. So the program started, we had Beverly Fells Jones, who is a coach, and she works with the Silva Method. She works with getting into your mind, programming your mind, talking to your subconscious, so that you can begin to put in place the things that you want and need to be successful in your personal life and in your professional life. And then followed up with Anita Johnson, who is a financial psychologist, and we talked about your money. But not just making money, but what is it in your mind that is either blocking you from making your money? What kind of money blueprint did you come up with? And how to rearrange those things, redo your blueprint so that you can begin to have the successful financial life and the money that you so willingly deserve. But how to create that in a way that it ebbs and flows in a beneficial way. We then had Char Smith, a coach similar to me in that we work with magical, mystical stuff. Now, she is trained just as like I am and certified, so we've got the education. She talked about the things in your mind and creating and what is it that you really want to have with your life and operating from that space. And then we had Andrea Landry Brown, who is a mental wealth advocate, mental health advocate, mental health wellness advocate, and we talked about what's going on in our minds and what are we thinking, how are we thinking, and what are we doing. Let's get some health and wholeness here. That it's not a secret. You know, everyone's got that person in their family that something's the matter with them, but they don't talk about them. You know, I had a cousin, we just never talked about it, but there was something going on with him. And so, and what does that mean about me, and how do I best things I can do for my mental health. And so we did that last week. We had Consult Positivity. We had Samantha on, and she works with business women and talking about how to take your stressors and your fears and things and turn those around and use those to your benefit, creating a positive life. And so all of those things are, I want to encourage you and myself, but encourage you as the listeners, you're not the victim of circumstances. You're not the victim of your environment. You're not the victim of what has happened to you. But at any moment, you can create and live your best life. You can be your best person. And I want to bring these resources to you because we got to talk honestly. Every coach, about what I do in a minute, you got to have some honest talk because some people just are not in touch with what's going on. As many of you know, I also have a show or another business. I own this business, Villa Speaks, which is my speaking and coaching business. And then I have another business, which is called Manasa, because I'm a tarot card reader and I do those. You say, what? Yes, because it's the same gift, helping, encouraging, empowering people. But oftentimes people come to me for a tarot card reading and, oh, is someone going to love me? And what I'm really hearing behind that is, I don't know if I'm worthy of love. I don't know if someone will ever love me. Do I have what it takes? So oftentimes, because I am a coach and I'm a minister and all those things, I get behind what's the question. And the cards will also do that because that's part of the gifting. But the whole point of this is to empower you, to resource you, to help you know that today is the day that you can begin to put in place the steps that give you the life that you deserve and the life that you want. But that it's not just a bunch of happy thoughts. You know, even Jack would say the science of affirmation is not just saying stuff and writing it down, but it's putting your actions to it. Or as they say in the science of mind, you can treat, you can do your prayer, but move your feet. And that's what I also say, that if you are a spiritual person, a religious person, whatever, you can make your offerings, call out to your God, howl to the moon, whatever it is, but then you've got to act and you've got to do. And so I want to bring you a lot of different resources because I'm not for everybody, even though I probably am for most people. But Beverly, let's get you working with your mind. Let's talk about your money. Let's talk about your mental health. Let's talk about putting the things that you think are your disadvantages to your advantage. And then let's talk about looking at things in a mindful way, which is what Shar Smith did, and something very similar to what I do. Whoa. That's a whole lot of information. So let's just take a deep breath. Let's get centered. Let's take a couple more. Just breathe in. And one more. Let's breathe in. So one of the things I thought is I have several coaches and I have a doctor coming on next week. What do coaches do? And so one of the things is, it was funny when I put in coach to get a definition. I thought, wow, the world has really changed. It took me to the purse company. Or I don't know if coach, they took me to the bag or the accessory, whatever coach does. And I thought, wow, the world has really changed. A coach would go straight to some product versus to what a person does. And so I consider myself a coach, like a sports coach. And that a coach in sports is someone who's involved in the direction, instruction, and training of a sports team or an individual person. And they may also be a teacher. And what I like about coaches is that coaches strategize. They see your gifts, and they're going to work on those. And then when there's an area of improvement, they're also going to work on that. But they're also going to take a look at your environment. So that even the best players, whether it's LeBron James, of course, I'm into the NBA, so where my examples are going to come from, Michael Jordan, Steph Curry, any of those people, the coach has to also know about the environment. So especially with someone like Steph, who's not very tall in NBA speak, that if I was the opposing coach, I would put someone taller on him because he is great at taking that step back to kill you with that three-pointer. So I'm going to have someone that when he steps back, that person's going to be right on him. He's got to shoot over those longer arms or that bigger body. And, you know, so we have the challenge of someone like LeBron James, who is a do-it-all and, you know, huge person that oftentimes a little person is a smaller guard is better on him because they can niggle him or niggle, you know, get in there and where a bigger person is just going to go around. And of course, the greats like him or Michael Jordan or Kobe or Bill Russell or Wilt Chamberlain are often just hard to guard anyway because they have so many tools. But that's what I like about a coach, being able to step back and say, what's working, what's not working. Let's do that. Let me take a look at the whole picture. And so mindful coaching with Villa, what is that about? So I'm a holistic coach. I'm going to take a look at your spirit, your mind, and your body. And again, I want to know what you're doing well, where there can be improvement, and then let's get some strategies for your skills, your tools, and your resources. Now, I can coach anybody. I am an ordained minister, and I have training in my master's degree, but I work with business, women business owners, and women executives. And when I mean women executives, I'm talking about people that are part of the C-suite, the CEO, the CFO, the COO, the CIO, E-I-E-I-O. Sorry, just saying all those letters. Oh, Lord have mercy. I hope my daughter's not listening. She's like, Mom, what are you doing? But a person that are in the C-suite or someone who's a senior vice president. And my gift and my resources, I'm going to help you to restore your work-life balance. That oftentimes these women are stressed, tired, and overwhelmed. They're suffering from mother guilt. I cannot tell you how many of them have the feeling that they need to be at all of their children's events and blah, 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 and they feel guilty for not being able to do that, or they're just doing too much. They're trying to do everything at home and everything at work and everything, and, you know, and they're wanting to have it all. And you can have it all, but it doesn't mean you have to do it all. And so I'm wanting to restore, or for some people, bring work-life balance. And so, and this is going to involve some honest conversation. Because first of all, if you're a woman executive and you're doing everything and you have a partner, you're married with a man or a woman, the first words out of my mouth is going to be, what does your partner do? What do they do in the house? And oftentimes, well, my husband helps me. So if he lives in the house and you're married and he makes the mess and he eats the food, he's not helping you. He has a task. Do your children, you know. Ooh, let me take a deep breath, because, you know, I'm in my 50s, so I have an old school view about children. Now, my daughter will say, and people say, well, your daughter was spoiled horribly. Yes, she was. But my daughter also knew, she knew that she was loved and she was supported by me, but I also had a mind. She wasn't my friend. She's my friend now. But when she was a kid, she wasn't my friend. And so, you know, sometimes these newer parents, these want to do everything for their children. And it's like, why? So anyway, so that's a whole conversation. We're going to have some tough talk. And so the way you begin is that we have a consultation call, and I want to know what it is that you came to me and what is the real reason. Now, a therapist will tell you, a preacher will tell you, and even a person like me that's a spiritual guide, an intuitive counselor, and a tarot card reader will tell you that the reason you came to me is not the real reason, that there was something behind that, but your mind was able to make it to where, so I came to you, therapist, because I can't seem to lose weight, or I can't seem to sleep, or, you know, pastor, I came to you because I feel like all these things are bothering me, or I came to get a tarot card reading because of this reason. And so I want to take a look about what's going on. So I'm going to ask you about your environment. What is your physical, mental, and spiritual environment? I want to know about the people, places, and things. And I need to take a look at your mindset, the actions and your words and your relationships, because oftentimes in that consultation, I hear often women, I can, or this, or these, and it's like, wow. You know, if you would just change your sentences, you would create a life for you that is amazing. And so we do that. And so one of the things that I do is when we agree to work together, the first set is I'm going to institute some mindful activities. And I'm going to introduce self-care activities, and I'm going to reintroduce you to yourself as your priority. And for many people, everyone, especially for women, you know, whether I'm at a woman's conference, I'm speaking at a woman's coaching event, women put everybody else first instead of themselves. And I know we think that's how it's supposed to be, but you know, no one says to men, I hope you make your family your priority, or you make your wife, you know. That's not even their expectation, but why not? So women are carrying this guilt, this expectation. So oftentimes for me to be even begin to work with you to get at what it is you want to be, how you want to be in the world, what is this amazing gift you have to share with all of us? How is it that you can shine your light and be your best person? Got to get you back to thinking about yourself. And focusing on yourself and your self-care as a priority. Oftentimes in that first consultation, one of my very first questions will be is, when is the last time you've had a physical? And say, what does that have to do with anything? Because it lets me know, are you taking care of yourself? You might be tired and stressed and blah, 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 but it's because you haven't been to the doctor in 2 or 3 years. It could be some medical thing. And so you go to the doctor, and they're like, oh, this is off, blah, blah, blah. I know a beautiful, beautiful woman who I worked with. She was a part of a spiritual group, very expanded, great at manifesting, a great social person, took a part, went to get a master's in this company, spiritual aspect, and one of the things you had to do was go get a physical, which she hadn't had in like 5 or 6 years. And when she went, she was about a week away from dying because something was going on with her blood. And that physical brought that aspect to her. So all this time, her tiredness, she was using all her spiritual modalities and all these things, but there was a physical thing. And so I'm going to ask you that question. When's the last time you've been to the doctor? Because, you know, it's about self-care. It's about making yourself a priority. You cannot be the best business owner, the best CEO, the best senior vice president of a company if you don't put yourself first. You are setting an example to your clients and to your staff, and that should be, I am important. Oh, I know for some women, you're like, what? I was at a class. I was taking a class. I need to learn as well the gift of receiving, the power of receiving. And I cannot tell you how there was a simple exercise where you just write, I want, and you write the biggest things. I want a Mercedes-Benz, and I want $5,000 in my checking account, and I want $100,000 in my savings account, and I want a house sitting up in Belmont Shores, and I want one on Martha's Vineyard, and I want to be able to go skiing, which you know I don't do, but I want to be able to go skiing at Telluride whenever I feel like or when there's snow. I want to travel the world. I want to be able to go to any business everywhere and to be able to do my coaching. I want to give money to the Board of Governors at Cedars-Sinai, which is where I used to work, and that's a shameless plug for them and the great work that they do. I want to be able to give at charities that help women and young girls get educated. And you just be able to put that out there, just everything. So many of the women in that group felt guilty and felt that there was something wrong in putting out there the things that you want. And so to have the best life, to create your best life, to be the best version of yourself, you have to be connected with what you want and be open to receiving. So all of that stuff is covered in our initial meeting. Then I'm going to get you back to making self-care activities and self-care a priority. You're going to start by using the book that I wrote. Say, oh, is this some way for you to get your product in my hands? Yes, it is. I wrote it for a reason. It's a way to synthesize what was 3 or 4 years of work with other people. I've put it into a book. It's 30 days, 30-day journey towards transformation. And I have a meditation CD. So I want you, the meditation CD is 7 days, and it's basically the first 7 days of that book to get you focused on gratitude, on affirmations, on solitude, and all those things. I need to get you back to a baseline so I know where we're building, where you're working from, where your true strengths are, where your true challenges are. So I get you in that first week, get you focused, get you back to making yourself a priority. And then we're going to come back and have the consultation again. And now I can ask you some deeper questions. Now, I do mindfulness, but I do multiple modalities that involve mindfulness. So when I tell people that I'm a mindful coach and that I work with women, and I say, oh, I do meditation, well, that's good. Meditation is one aspect of mindfulness, and meditation is a big part of my practice. I've got to get you still. The things that I do in this business today versus what I did even a year ago, meditation has made a huge difference. It's when I've been still and been quiet that oftentimes my best ideas have come to me. And for my Manasa business, I can't even describe the effect that meditation has had. And in that quiet time and in that connecting to the higher mind and the cosmic mind, what that has done. So meditation is a part of that, taking the time to be quiet. Oftentimes I'll ask people, what is your spiritual practice? And I'll say, I pray. They good. You do all the talking, but when do you listen? You let God know what it is that you want, but when do you listen? Don't you think the person that can hold the stars in place and create the beautiful ocean or even have a beautiful rainy day like we're having here in Long Beach, that person might have some amazing ways to help you create and live your best life? Do you listen? And that's what meditation is about. It's about listening at that higher level. But one of the other things that meditation, and it's become kind of publicly acceptable so that you can take mindful practice, so I can go to companies now and take what is my little woo-woo-woo way of doing things, and you can go into a company and present mindfulness, and they know that meditation, because meditation has joined forces with neuroscience. They've talked about the neuroplasticity of the brain and how before they thought, well, once your brain's set, that's it. But that's not true. So that saying, you can't teach an old dog new tricks, is no longer true. Because now we know that the mind can be retrained and reformed. It's plastic, or plasticable, or like plastic, and that we have the capacity to give those tools. So even an older worker, I get a woman who's a businesswoman, she doesn't know anything about computers, or doesn't, you know, I have a whole training for baby boomers about Instagram. It's about retraining your mind, about how you advertise, about how you connect with people. And so mindfulness, meditation is one way to do that. But I also work with gratitude. So many people want to bring good into their life, but they don't see the good that's already there. Or they spend time talking about how horrible the traffic is. Yeah, I had that commute. But talking about it every day doesn't change it. But I can talk about things that I can change. And so gratitude is about seeing the good around you to bring the good into you. Affirmations, which I'll have Jack back on the program. He was on my Manasa Speaks program. We talked about the science of affirmations. And Jack also does some NLP, and I'm in the process of getting trained on that neuro-linguistic processing, I think. How you speak, what you say. How you speak to yourself, positive self-talk, positive self-affirming statements, all of those things get your mind redirect. Say, oh, I can't learn this. I don't know how to do this. I'm too old. Or, you know, is that true or not? Let's put the truth is that all things are possible. Capacity to do that. And then I am going to talk about your physical body. You know, a lot of women go to the gym, but they're disconnected. They're staring at the TV or the TV that they have there at the gym, or they're reading a magazine. But you can get in the gym and do an exercise that is mindful, that it's meditative. Have you seen people where you walk the mazes at like a Tizay service, where people, you're mindful that while you're exercising, you're in a meditative state. Now, you don't want to fall off the treadmill or anything like that. So you're conscious in that way. But it's meditative, or yoga, or Tai Chi, all those things in which you're moving your body, but you're working with your energy. And so you've definitely got to move. Then I want to bring back joy and fun. What you say? Yeah, joy and fun. As adult women, I always say that once our period came and our boobs came, we stopped moving, we stopped laughing, we stopped having fun. And with the Me Too movement, most of us know why, because we received attention in ways that we didn't have before, and too many of us weren't trained on how to deal with that. But what are the things that bring you joy? I worked with an amazing book called The Artist's Way. I cannot say more about it. It's The Artist's Way. The last lady's last name is Cameron. I think it's Julia Cameron. If you hear nothing from me today, get that book. It's called The Artist's Way. It's on Amazon. It is amazing, and this book is about bringing joy and fun back into your life. And I thought, well, what do I need that for? It's amazing. I reconnected with my love of cooking. And so, of course, everyone's benefiting from that. I take things to my church. I feed people here at my house. My daughter's already like, where's my lemon cake? But when I'm in there, it's almost like meditating. As I'm putting the ingredients together and using my mixer and focusing, but it is so much joy, and it's so fun. And, I also forgot how much I love dancing. And two friends of mine got married, and I had a blast dancing at their wedding. It was so fun. As adult women, we've forgotten how to have fun. And, yes, shopping can be fun, but shopping isn't free. Fun and joy are things that can be free. And yes, if y'all know me, you know I love me some brown liquor. So I'll have some scotch, or I had bourbon last night. But I'm just saying that drinking and smoking and sexing and shopping, all those things have a fun element. But sometimes just walking through the park, putting a pee together, working on a puzzle, coloring, those things again can bring a joy and get you in touch and back in contact with the things that you want. And those are all modalities that I will use. And then I also use mystical and magical things because that's a part of my gift. I am a spiritual counselor. I'm an ordained minister. So that is seminary trained. So all those gifts, I am who I am. And my gifts are a some word that involves all of those things working. And I bring all those things, all those trainings, all those certifications, all that education with how I act and who I am to the fore to help my client connect with themselves, make themselves back their priority, to work from a place of knowing their importance and their worth. And then let's create best based on your gifts, based on your challenges, which we're going to turn into your gifts, some honest talk, some fun, some joy, some love, some movement. And that's what I do. As my special guest, what are my programs? Well, I have a 30-60-day coaching program, and you can see that, find that information on my website. And then my favorite thing that I want to talk about in these last couple minutes is my program, which is called Resolution Solution. Now, that begins December 1st, and it goes through March 30th. So it's a four-month program in which we're working together. But it's, to me, it's the solution to your resolutions. Once we go through this program together and you put in place the things that you want in your life and need in your life, you'll never have resolutions again because you will be living the life that you want. And you'll have the process and the tools and the resources and the foundations to continue to create the life that you want. And so it is, it's a big commitment on both of our times, but we're not, you know, I'm not at your house every day. We can do this virtually, and you do have homework, and there are things, and you're being held accountable by me, but by yourself. This is about developing community, increasing your self-worth, prioritizing your self-care, and doing it to where you don't have to start over again in January of 2020 saying, oh, this is going to be the year. And then in 2021, this is going to be the year, 2020. We can make the solution to your resolutions this year starting December 1st. And so I empower you. I don't do, just like a coach, I'm not out there with the team playing. I am bringing out the best in you and helping you tap into that best in you and to value yourself. Sometimes some hard talk, but honest talk, always coming from a place of love and support. I'm encouraging you. I believe in you. And I want you to believe in yourself. And so I thank you. Villa, I thank you for being my special guest today. It was my pleasure. Thank you very much. Villa, how can people find out about you? Well, you can go to my website, www.villaspeaks.com. You're always welcome to text me at 818-724-7313. It has been my pleasure to be on my own program next week. I have Dr. Dietz who will come and talk to us about, again, creating and living our best lives. You can follow me on Instagram. And I thank you again. I wish you a beautiful weekend, day, morning, afternoon, night, whenever you're listening. I thank you for listening in. I congratulate you on making yourself this investment, investing in yourself. Have a beautiful day. Namaste. Take care. Bye-bye.